Thus says the Lord, stand at the crossroads and look, and ask for the ancient paths where the good way lies, and walk in it. When I was about 13 years of age, there was a popular film that was making its rounds throughout movie theaters entitled Back to the Future. In this movie, Michael J. Fox portrayed the main character named Marty, who traveled back in time and found that the only way to return to the future was to recreate the same system and follow the very same principles that led to the successful journey in the first place. One of the biggest challenges was recreating the speed and the momentum needed for time travel. Soon, Marty found himself in the situation whereby he had to place his entire trust and future in the scientific know-how of his eccentric friend, the scientist, who had the magic formula to return him to 1985. There was fear and confusion and excitement mixed with a sense of impending doom. But it was all about getting back to the future and restoring what used to be. In Jeremiah's prophecy this evening, there lived a very real sense of impending doom upon Judah and Jerusalem. Moreover, there were also prophets during Jeremiah's day that were offering conflicting reports on the religious and political landscape of the day. Some were predicting coming blessings, while others were predicting certainty of future calamity without repentance. So what does one do when the so-called experts don't agree? In the Hebrew Bible text, Jeremiah offers the people some advice, followed by a warning of catastrophe if this advice is not heeded. If Judah and Jerusalem are to have any hope of returning to a glorious future, they needed to place their absolute trust in God. Jeremiah advises them to stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way lies and walk in it. Easier said than done. I think I likely would have been just as confused and hesitant as the ancient peoples were with whom I ought to believe, especially since at the beginning of the text, Jeremiah seems to be advocating for a very radical trust and belief in a God they couldn't even see. Stories of people being called into radical trust in God is not new, and the biblical narratives are thoroughly punctuated with them in both the Hebrew and the New Testament scriptures. God did and does and will always desire God's children to live in the fullness of grace, love, and life. A radical trust is in the seemingly impossible is a constant theme in the life of God's reign. In our gospel reading from Luke, the widow is on center stage. She's exposed as helpless and vulnerable and totally destitute in her first century situation. She is without a male protector in a male-dominant world. She has lost not only the person of her son, but the support and the status and the future that he provided. And then Jesus enters into the situation with strange words and even stranger actions. Words and actions that at first glance seem totally out of place. Jesus touches the funeral board and simply commands the dead man to get up. A command that reverses the powers of darkness and death. With that, Jesus's actions transforms a funeral procession into a family reunion. The message of Jesus in our gospel story this evening: trust and believe. In Jesus, we are invited to search God's heart and encounter the deep compassion and love God has for all of us. In Jesus, we are invited to see God's desire to come close where the good way lies and walk in it. God desires to make a home in our hearts, to draw us near to the center of our brokenness and be present to the wounds and fears, struggles and confusions of our lives. Friends, we are all a part of God's plan and purpose for the cosmos. Yesterday, today, and in the future. May God, in all God's grace and goodness, continue to shape and form us to be a people of radical trust and belief.